Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's now a new Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Her name is Justice Amy Coney Barrett. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Join me to discuss this historic change on the U.S. Supreme Court is Holly Mead. This is an amazing way to start the week.
Yeah, it has a great ring to it there, Matt.
I mean, Justice Barrett is amazing. When you think about the change that will happen at the U.S. Supreme Court, she is filling the seat of the late Justice Ginsburg.
Who was a true activist, Justice.
Very activist.
Nothing to do with the Constitution.
She always voted the wrong way on abortion.
Right.
In fact, she was radically pro-abortion, so much so that she used even Margaret Sanger's language and other eugenist language that abortion was to get rid of undesirable
right.
people.
But when you're a constitutionalist, life is part of the Constitution, so you protect life.
And you look at whether the Constitution actually allows you to take the life of an unborn child, and there's nothing in the Constitution that gives you that so-called constitutional right that goes all the way back as a mistaken decision as far back as 1973.
And then when you don't protect that life, you're not going to protect liberty. So,
and on the liberty aspect, Justice Ginsburg was always on the wrong side of religious freedom.
Right.
She was on the wrong side of the Ten Commandments or the nativity scene cases or any of those kinds of situations. She was always on the wrong side. She was on the wrong side whenever the First Amendment right to freedom of speech or free exercise of religion clashes with the LGBT issues.
And marriage, and that decision.
And marriage.
Obergefell, yeah.
Yeah, she was very activist on marriage. In fact, she was one of the five in the 5-4 decision.
She even conducted a same-sex wedding, didn't she?
Yeah, before the case actually was argued.
That
it's
seems like
unbelievable.
A conflict, yeah.
Seems like a huge conflict, and yet she refused to recuse herself.
Right.
So this is a huge change because moving from the most activist, radically pro-abortion, anti-religious liberty justice on the court to somebody like now Justice Barrett is an incredible change.
Right. She is a constitutionalist. She is bright. She went through a lot with those senators, you know, shooting questions at her, and she didn't have a single note, but she knows her stuff.
Yeah, she sure did. And, you know, the Democrats, they tried to boycott the Senate Judiciary Committee, so they didn't even show up for the vote. Well, she got voted out of the committee, and rightly so. And then they wanted to boycott the actual final vote before the full Senate, and yet the Republicans had enough votes, more than enough votes, to confirm her. So they did. And that is completely proper and permissible when you look at the past history. The president doesn't stop becoming the president or acting as the president in his last year.
Right.
The Senate doesn't stop its work in the last year. And in fact, historically, about 20 individual judges have been nominated in that last year, or that lame duck term, if you will, of the president. And of those, about 17 or so have been confirmed whenever the president is of the same party as the Senate.
Right.
And that's what we have.
But the Democrats were trying to pull every trick they could out of the book to
all
avoid
kinds
this.
Of shenanigans.
But praise God, we have a new justice.
Yeah, we have a new justice. And this justice, Justice Barrett, will ultimately bring a huge change to the high court. There's a number of cases. In fact, within the next few days, she's going to be hearing a very important case at the Supreme Court. That's the case involving the Catholic Adoption Agency out of Philadelphia that ultimately brings a challenge to this same-sex LGBT law, where the state and the city in that particular case, they're telling the Catholic charities, as well as any other Christian adoption ministry, that you have to place children in same-sex households.
Yeah, that'll be on Wednesday, I believe. So she'll get a start right
away.
She'll
get a early start on that kind of a case. And she's got another big one coming up in this month. So she's going to start with a bang, and it's going to be a huge change at the U.S. Supreme Court. Thank you for praying, and thank you for supporting this nomination. Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, particularly, have been very involved in this confirmation process, along with our ministry on the nation's capital, right across from the U.S. Supreme Court, Faith and Liberty. Been involved in surrounding the senators and their staff, as well as the family of the Barretts, with prayer.
We can't talk about it enough, Matt, that judges make a huge difference. And when we go to the polls tomorrow, remember that. Judges make a huge difference in the outcome of what goes on in our country.
That's right. Because, you know, what we have, and there's a threat by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. There's a threat that they have raised to pack the court. What is that? That means that now that we have Justice Barrett, they're threatening to pack the court. They're threatening to actually, if they gain control on the Senate and in the White House, to ultimately pass a law that would increase the number of justices from, say, 9 to perhaps even 13, thus creating 4 brand new seats, meaning that then they would nominate and confirm those 4 new seats.
But we've had 9 seats for, what, 150 years?
For a long time. There's no number that's actually required in the Constitution, but we've had 9 for so many years.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a situation like this where they packed the courts, you know, it would really make the Supreme Court a political tool, and it would become very obvious. And what the problem is that we've had in the past is activists, judges and justices, like, for example, the late Justice Ginsburg. She was very activist. And the problem with that is they don't pay attention to, they ignore the words and the intent and the meaning of the Constitution. I mean, when you look at the Constitution, there's no way that you could argue that it supports abortion through all 9 months of the pregnancy.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's just no way you can do that. It's an activist decision. That is something outside of the judicial role to be an activist. You're supposed to interpret the Constitution, the words, they have meaning. I mean, when the constitutional provisions like the First Amendment and other provisions within the Constitution were considered, they were debated and they were drafted, the people who drafted these words, the people who ultimately voted on them, paid close attention to each word. Each word has meaning.
Absolutely.
And when a judge years later comes into the scene and disregards those words, disregards the meaning, whether it be the Constitution or the statute, then you have no rule of law.
Well, they consider the Constitution a living document, don't they, where you can change it and mold it according to the culture.
Right. And the document is, in terms of the Constitution, living in the sense that it provides a way to amend it. And that is through the amendment process. And we've amended it many times through the First Amendment, the very first Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments. That's an amendment to the Constitution. That was the first series of amendments. But that was done by drafting these provisions and then going to the people to ultimately ratify, the various states to ratify that amendment. It's a very difficult thing to do. But the problem is when you allow a judge to amend it and think of that being how they can make it continue to live and be relevant in their view, then that's just a single judge, or in the Supreme Court's situation, 5 people.
Right. Well, rightly so, it should be a difficult process because you don't just, you know, go around and change the Constitution at a whim.
No, that's exactly right. And so that's why, you know, Thomas Jefferson, early on, when they were talking about the breakdown of the government in terms of all the 3 branches, the legislative branch, the most powerful branch, and then the executive branch that is the enforcer of the legislature, and then the judiciary, the weakest branch. Jefferson back then had enough insight to say that the seeds of dissolution of the republic lie in the judiciary. If it ultimately is allowed to usurp power a little bit here and a little bit there, and there's no self-governing of the judges, and we don't check it, then it can ultimately undermine the republic and ultimately be the seeds, the basis for the dissolution of our entire republic. And that's the problem with politicizing the Supreme Court. Pray for the election coming up tomorrow. Your vote does matter. Vote biblical values. And that's why we have this new justice on the Supreme Court, because many of you voted in 2016. It's not a coincidence. It takes you and your neighbors voting biblical values. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.